Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Can I start smoking cigarettes again now that my voice is a little bit better?
That's right.
Barry and I exchanged emails this week about laryngitis because I found, among other things, I found something on a website that said, when you're suffering from laryngitis, if you want to recover quickly, you should stop smoking while you're recovering. So my question was just, when can you start again?
Yeah,
when
right.
is it when is it good to start again?
At least stop smoking in the studio, please.
Yeah. So on a more serious matter, there has been a serious outbreak of polio and in Tajikistan. And even though there is a feeling, I think, by many of us here in North America that it's been eradicated, there are still fears that it could end up becoming a problem in Canada, in the United States, in the developed world.
This is one of the concerns. This is from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, is cautioning about some complacency about polio. The reason is all you think of Tajikistan as, it's far away, it's not going to affect us very much. History has shown that what happens when you become complacent about vaccinating, especially against polio, and you have an outbreak, the disease spreads fairly rapidly. The latest instance was just a few years ago in northern Nigeria, when polio was eradicated and down to about only 4 countries in the world that had polio. And the disease made a comeback in northern Nigeria because of refusal of vaccination. And it then promptly spread to 11 other countries around the Indian Ocean rim all the way through to India. And so part of the problem is that because of travel, because of people freely moving from country to country, and the concern that right next to Tajikistan, you have 2 other countries, European countries, that they're concerned about because of low vaccination rates, that will then spread to those countries, and then further follow through to other countries such as here, where you have vaccination rates that are below the 90 to 95% goal, especially in Aboriginal communities. And so that's the specific concern, is that this disease spreads very rapidly. It is a very contagious disease, and because we don't see it here, we tend to think that it can't happen here again. But the point is that there are other countries that felt the same way that experienced polio introductions.
Right. So we can't be complacent about it.
That's right. In fact, what they found in Tajikistan is that in April, they confirmed the first polio outbreak in there. And since then, there have been hundreds of cases now reported in children of flaccid paralysis, which is what it does. It damages the nervous system. There's weakness, loss of muscle tone. And they had, in 2008, a vaccination rate of 87%, which is below the 90% area. And nearby countries, Ukraine and Georgia, their rates are also below 90%. So what we might see, and in fact what the fear is that we're likely to see spread of polio to those countries because of the low vaccination rates, and because now that's a foothold into Europe, that can spread to other areas. And we know, for example, in the UK, there are certain spots in the UK where vaccination rates for measles, for example, in London, are down to 25%, and we can certainly extrapolate to other countries where certain religious groups and certain people with various anti-vaccination philosophies have decided not to vaccinate. And that's where you will see those outbreaks occur should the virus move. And this is, as I said, a very extremely contagious virus that easily moves from person to person.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too.